It's just about that time of year for meanderings. Maybe a walking tour. Northern Neck birding and wildlife trails abound. I think I'm going to begin my tour by going back in time. Going to climb into a horse-drawn carriage and follow the trail taken by James Madison and Thomas Jefferson in the spring of 1791 when they began their month-long botanizing tour. First, the why of their trip before the where. According to Northern Neck-born Madison, the reason was not unlike mine or yours might be: health, recreation, curiosity. Jefferson was plagued with headaches and Madison with a variety of health issues, real and imagined. Their political enemies, headed up by Alexander Hamilton, didn't believe a word, insisting the trip was designed to enlist allies in the growing battle over state and federal power. As to their itinerary, well, our dynamic duo, along with James Hemings, Jefferson's slave as coachman and servant, went a-botanizing. From New York, they traveled up to Albany and Lake George, over to Bennington, through Vermont, down to Connecticut, ending their trip in Philadelphia. Now, instead of a Michelin or a Froma guide, they had a list of taverns along the way, and they may have stopped at the homes of friends and fellow politicians. Jefferson's notes on the trip are sketchy, but a couple of items stand out. We learned that they preferred Lake George to Lake Champlain. They made notes on plants, on wildlife, commercial activity, plus, quote, inquiries about the incursion of the Hessian fly, unquote, with special notes on the sugar maple trees. Now, their sightings of the sugar maple reinforced Jefferson's passionate belief that growing sugar maples could play a role in ending the need to import sugar cane from the British West Indies and thus end slavery there. Well, he later ordered a huge quantity of saplings, but his certainty about the tree's potential died, along with those maples he had planted at Monticello. They neither thrived or survived. What has survived is the Hamiltonian suspicion that this botany tour was a so-called botany tour. Though deeply interested in all things growing, maybe they were along the way attempting to gain support for their political agenda, including stoking a growing disaffection for Britain in favor of France. What's more certain is that Jefferson's headaches seemed to have abated, and Madison, he came home refreshed, both ready to continue combat with Mr. Alexander Hamilton. This is Thea Marshall.